It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
How was your Memorial Day weekend?
Short and sweet. I like it.
That was the question. It was short. Short and sweet?
I mean, no, I thought the question was short and sweet.
Oh, no.
How was your Memorial Day weekend? Boom.
The question was short and sweet. Yes.
Simple.
So how was your Memorial Day weekend, DZ?
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
A few things happened, and we'll talk about some of them a little bit later.
Okay.
But it was nice.
Nice.
Honestly, it felt like a good enough time, but never long enough time. So, yeah, I guess short and sweet also sums it up.
It was nice. I wanted to hit the pool, but it was not warm enough, except on Saturday, and I was busy.
Mm.
So I did not hit the pool, but we did go see If, and Ryan Reynolds, still my secret boyfriend.
Y'all saw If?
Yeah, it was really good.
Word.
Did not have an imaginary friend, but that's something we should talk about on this show, because I feel like this movie made it less shameful to have an imaginary friend. It actually kind of made it a coping skill.
Oh.
Helpful for mental health for some people.
Okay.
You have to see it to understand.
Yeah, if you know, you know, and soon enough I'll know. I'll watch it. I looked at the movie. I know what you're talking about, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you have an imaginary friend in If?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, that's part of the movie. Part of the movie is that some people don't remember.
I don't remember if I did.
Ha, ha. Well, my if better look like Ryan Reynolds if I had one. That's all I gotta say.
No, I'm mad at you. I feel you.
So, yeah, we went to the movies. Okay. You had a good weekend with the fam?
Yeah, good weekend with the fam. At one point, we ended up going back to Illinois.
How was that, going to see the fam?
It was good. So, what happened was we went back there. It was a graduation, college graduation at that. My wife's cousin was graduating college. And I swear, y'all, the time just flashes like that, because
and then they're an adult.
4 years ago, he was just coming up to the station to holler at me about work and how it is to be here, because he wants to go into communication. Well, he went into communication.
Oh, and by then he was an eighth grader, probably. So you're looking at a 13-year-old, right?
Well, no,
or
what, no,
he graduated.
He had
from
just
college.
Graduated high school.
Oh, he had just graduated high school
4 years ago, right? And now you flash forward and I go, how did you get, man, my boy, what are, what?
Dude, I know. It's like how people still think Owen and Hudson are 5 and 7. And I'm like, they're preteens. We're not doing, it's amazing. We go to kid movies still. Like, honestly, you know what I mean?
That's going
to
stop soon enough. Yeah, give it another summer.
You start aging out. That's what happened with your cousin. Same thing.
He's now grown, going to be living in Chicago on his own.
Oh, I love that for him. I get so excited to see young people living their lives.
It's going to be beautiful.
Because it takes me back.
It really does.
What college did he graduate from? Do you know?
He went to Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he spent his little years out there. And
like Caitlin Clark, Iowa?
Yeah.
Or was she in Indiana? No,
she played at Iowa.
She never from Indiana. Where was the Indiana tie? Did she go play in Indiana?
She might be from Indiana.
Is this the Midwest thing in me? I think you're Iowa.
She plays for the Fever now.
Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin are not the same valley.
She plays for the Fever now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feel better now. I was like, am I crazy?
I took you on a quick loop. You were like, what?
I was like, wait.
How does Indiana come into this?
Where is Indiana part of this?
I know
story?
It plays a fact. I threw you off.
In my mind, I'm like, what is she doing, Indiana? I don't know. All right, how was your Memorial Day weekend? Tell us something you did. 414-533-1037. We're going to live vicariously through you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're just talking about Memorial Day weekend and how was it for you? Because ours were pretty uneventful. Little bit of family time, a graduation, and a movie.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we did.
It was nice. I mean, there was a lot of other things that happened, but I felt like summing that up with a graduation and a flash forward was nice.
It was good. I can't believe he's on day 4. He may actually get a theme song.
I think he's going to do it.
Even over the long weekend, he picked right back up. Julian is in Milwaukee. Julian, good morning.
Mr. Consistent.
Look at you.
Good morning. I didn't even know if you guys were on yesterday. I woke up at 6:30 yesterday,
Rude.
Listening.
He was ready.
Oh, wait. You mean you did get up and listen?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, well, he did. Yeah. Julian, I owe you an ice cream or something. Just for getting up and listening. You probably heard DZ all by himself, didn't you?
Yeah. It's about to be a Culver's Kid Cup, bro. Don't let her fool you. She got the coupon.
I was up too, but I was not at work. Julian, what did you do besides get up and try to listen to us yesterday? Thank you for that. What else, Julian?
Well, like I said, we went to Six Flags. It was a surprise all the kids.
Yep.
So
How was it, man? Yeah. I know it rained a little bit, but how was it?
It actually was fun. It wasn't that busy or anything. Yep. But
did you go on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday?
No, I can't even talk.
Was it rainy or sunny? Oh, you went yesterday.
Okay.
Got it.
Bet.
I didn't show you.
We were there all day till 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
Okay, wait. Saturday, I was in my yard. I got to show you something, DZ.
What?
I got this new shirt that I thought was so cute because it has a cutout back.
Uh-huh. Did you know you got the sun tan? She got the tan lines.
I got a giant square in the middle of my back.
Yes.
It was warm Saturday.
That's hilarious.
We should take a picture, Julian. I just showed DZ. I have a square cut out of my back because this stupid top I bought that I thought was so cute ended up giving me the dumbest tan line I've ever seen, dude.
That's so dumb.
I think Julian avoided that on Monday,
Julian,
man. It was some nice cloudy days, and it was busy-less.
Man, you didn't wear your cutout back shirt?
No.
Not at all. I passed on that one.
He couldn't match with his wife that day. Come on.
You're right. Julian, before we let you go, you were in DZ Stomping Grounds, Gurney.
That's right.
What was the best ride at Six Flags when you were there this weekend?
Of course, Raging Bull.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You said it like, of course.
Some of the nieces have never gone, and that was the first ride we went on. And I was like, if you're coming with me, we're front row.
Oh, you a front row guy.
Oh, that's another topic.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely is. I'm a back row guy, my boy. Okay.
I'm in the middle on the roller coaster. I don't want to be front or back. Middle
Touché.
All day.
Touche. All right, man.
Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day 5.
Yes, sir.
Most definitely.
All right, man. Have a good day, bro. Right. Peace.
Let's go next up to Ebony, our girl, driving Pewaukee to Milwaukee.
Every day I'm hustling.
What's the word?
Ebony, I saw you on Facebook.
Yeah, no, girl. And I'm cute.
You are so cute. And I told DZ, I go, look who I found, Ebony. Ebony found me. And she wrote on my Facebook page. And then everybody else liked her comment because they all recognized her from the radio.
Yes,
hi, people.
Hi. You are everything I pictured and more, Ebony. I loved seeing your beautiful face.
You're a superstar, fam.
Now that we're Facebook friends, tell us what you did this weekend.
Talk to us.
Okay, so I was like, let me figure out how to grill before the 4th of July. So let me use this.
I love this.
As my take to be a pit master. Was I kind of.
What'd you
the
make?
The food was edible. We were very happy. I made hamburgers and brats with chicken sausages.
Start with the basics. I like it.
Right.
Yes. Hamburgers and brats are the basics.
Chain grab a rack immediately.
Don't get with the chicken and the barbecue.
Don't start going crazy. Slathering.
We're going to start with things that can burn or be eaten raw. Burgers.
Exactly. I'm like, who doesn't like a burnt brat, you know?
Facts.
I can't go wrong. But yeah, it was very chill. Your girl just learned how to grilly, and I was just chilling with my siblings.
Cool.
And
did anyone teach you? Or did you just teach yourself?
YouTube University?
Actually TikTok University.
TikTok Technical, baby.
You know
TikTok Technical College.
TikTok should come out with a diploma for people because I've learned more on TikTok in the past 5 years than I have in any book I read. Let me tell you what.
Listen, TikTok taught me how to get my credit score together. Thank God.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing things. So yeah, that was my Memorial Day.
Very nice.
Okay,
I like it.
Girly learning how to grilly.
Hey.
Shout out to me. I'm a grill master. Y'all, stop playing with me.
You're going to see her on the next season of Pit Mouse.
I'm going to see her
when she invites me over for barbecue.
Right.
Talk to you later.
All you got to do is let me know, Allie. I'll throw something on the grill
Consider this letting you know. See you soon.
We'll talk to you later, Ebony.
Bye, Ebony.
Get off my line.
How are you going to call us and say, get off my line?
I'm going to hang up on her every time she does that.
I love her.
I don't hang up on everybody else.
I know. Last but not least, Mike's in Hartford, a.k.a. Babe.
Big Babe.
Babe. Hi, Babe.
Hey, Babe.
Hi, morning, Babe. How are we doing?
Babe, what'd you do this weekend?
So we got ready for Eileen's party, and then we actually remodeled our kitchen a few years ago, and I had never taken out our, dining room chandelier, so everybody just had to kind of walk around it because we don't have a table there anymore.
Oh, my gosh, I've been to Mike's house. It's true. Yeah. I totally know what you're talking
about.
You
got a bob and weave the chandelier?
The bottom of it was, 5'8", so everybody had to walk around it. Took the initiative, went to the good old local Menards, and got a light that is flush to the ceiling, and nobody has to worry about hitting their head on the glass anymore.
Well, good, because I'm coming over this weekend, so you better be ready, because I'm 6 feet tall, my guy.
That's right.
So you better fix that chandelier.
I got ready this morning, I ducked around it, and I'm like, wait, I don't have to duck around it anymore.
I knew it. I was like, how many times have you avoided it since you changed it and then gone,
ugh. It's been about half a dozen since yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
I would have been the same way, dog. You already know. That's hilarious.
Man. Well, thanks for calling, Babe. We're going to talk to you later.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
All right, man. Peace.
All right. Somebody texted in Mandy, actually, in Lake Geneva. She said, I finished a book I was reading and then read four more. Wow. She read this weekend.
Dang. And read four more books? Whole books? What do you mean? How do you do... What?
I know.
That's a book a day, dog.
Whew. Somebody said, this is Bo from Waukesha. Me and my mom went and bought flowers and then planted them. And today is also her birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama Bear.
Somebody said, Pride Fest is next weekend. My bad. What did I say? This
weekend?
What did
you say?
It's the weekend after this one. My bad.
Yeah, no, it's the weekend of the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
I misspoke. It's not this weekend because Festa Italiana is this weekend, which somebody else wrote in. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do that because I'm going to Festa as well. I'm going to Festa again. I'm like, and Pride Fest is the weekend after
that. Next weekend.
At the Summerfest grounds because we've got Pride Passes, 3-day Pride Passes for you all this week on the show.
And that's why that came up.
So glad everyone had a great weekend. Somebody said, I saw Moulin Rouge, the musical, with some girlfriends.
I don't know what they actually sang.
And beforehand, we had an Absinthe Tower and macaroons at the Pfister. Well, aren't you fancy?
Big fancy.
Fancy.
I see we ain't getting no invite.
Okay.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What's the problem today, DZ?
Kevin Dunn hit us up.
Oh, what did Kevin say today?
Mr. Kevin is needing some advice on if he should hire somebody to help him out.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Say, good morning, Allie and DZ.
Mm-hmm.
This is honestly short and sweet. I'm 27 years old, no partner, no kids, starting a new job in a couple weeks, and it comes with a decent pay for someone in my situation.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not rich, but can comfortably afford things I haven't been able to before, like exploring the option of getting a housekeeper.
Fancy.
The fact is, I've always been bad about cleaning my house. And I figure, why not if I can afford it?
Sure.
Now, my family and friends said that's just me being lazy and it's a waste of money. But I might disagree. What would y'all do?
Yeah.
Kevin.
All right. So, what do you think?
All right.
Wants to hire someone to help him clean.
Quick bullet points.
I'm for this. If I mean,
Kevin's 27.
Mm-hmm.
No kids.
Mm-hmm.
No partner.
Mm-hmm.
Lives alone.
Has time.
I don't know how big his house is, but arguably what he does is work, sleep, and whatever he wants.
Yep.
In that order.
Yep.
or whatever order, honestly,
yeah.
To be completely honest with you. That is lazy. You can't do that.
Really?
Don't do that, Kevin.
Mm.
I also say this as a 30-year-old,
mm-hmm.
a wife, two kids, and a home, who would hire a housekeeper in an instant.
100%.
An instant.
But I also think back to when I didn't have kids or a man or anything, or even just a man, and how easy it was to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Now it feels overwhelming. Now it feels like a job.
Can't keep up with it.
When it was just me or a significant other, it was so easy to clean, I feel like.
Did we, though?
And we did it all within like 2 hours. I did.
Well, okay. Well,
now
when
I don't.
When you decided to, when you got to it, but sometimes it would be messy. It would be messy for a while.
I might have cluttered some things in the closet. I might have taken a box and thrown it into a closet when
nobody
was looking.
Maybe.
But it looked clean.
It looked good, though.
All you gotta do, run the vacuum.
And when you at this stage in your life and you really have no responsibilities, because
yeah.
I'm gonna call it what it is. Kevin got nothing to do. My man's just home alone. No pun intended. Get it? Because
Kevin.
Kevin!
But if he can afford someone to come clean, who are we to judge?
I'm judging.
Okay, go
dog,
on. Why?
I'm judging because I'm sorry. You are a single man
mm-hmm.
in your 20s.
Yeah.
If you are unable to clean your own space,
yeah.
you are unable, in my mind, to take care of yourself.
Oh.
That's just a bad look, Papa.
Well, then I guess I'm unable to take care of myself.
No.
Because I do not clean, DZ. I know what you're saying. He has no other excuse as to why his place would be dirty.
Thank you. Compare the two.
They make difference because, like you said, you got a wife. You got two kids. I got two kids. I got an imaginary husband. I got all kinds of
imaginary husband, aka kinds, Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, thank you from If. I got all kinds of things. I get it. Yeah. I think he should be allowed to do it though, because if he can afford it, who cares?
If he can afford it, fantastic. I know people have done it. I know it's a fantastic way to keep your home clean without having to worry about it.
It feels like a waste of money though.
Time saver, but when you come home and you see a dirty space and you clean it yourself, that's mm-hmm. fulfilling. That's also what I believe is a primordial thing. Why didn't you just clean it yourself? Did you not get taught it as a child? What was your upbringing like to where you're going, I'd rather just spend the money to have somebody clean up after me? That's what you're doing. You're going, I want somebody to clean up after me.
Yeah.
When it's just you. I don't know if you've got roommates, housemates, like whatever.
Right.
What do you need
someone for?
What do you need somebody for if it is just you?
Mm-hmm.
I got something wrong in my spirit going, man.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Thank you. This dude is mad lazy. I agree. I agree with mom. I agree with dad.
Okay.
And I agree with the homies. My boy is being uber lazy right
now. Anything you would offer me a service for that I could afford that would make my life easier, I'm in. So if you said someone is going to clean for you and you can afford it, okay. If you said someone's going to do my hair every day, I'd do it. If someone said someone's going to do your makeup, okay.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
Do I need someone?
Why are you
to
trying
do
to sway me?
Because, you know, I don't agree with you on this one.
You're playing devil's advocate.
If you can afford it, which is the key, then I'm for it.
Mm-hmm.
Spend your money on whatever dumb stuff
you want, right?
Because you're the one who's got to deal with that. But I also get your side where you're like, what on earth do you need someone to clean for you? I did live with a man once who hated cleaning bathrooms. Like, he was like, I will clean anything.
Yeah, but the bathroom.
He's like, don't ask me to touch it. And I was like, fair. Clean everything else and I'll get the bathrooms.
Okay.
But that could be a thing if this guy was saying, well, there's something that I just cannot handle doing.
Brett, as you were saying that, I was like, oh, thank you. Because yeah. I had thought... I can compromise
mm-hmm.
if you do, because I completely agree. Spend your money on what you want, big dog.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is hire a housekeeper.
And waste your money?
Waste
so
your money.
Be it.
So be it. That's your money and you've got no other responsibilities. Cool. But maybe don't have them do everything. Do something for yourself at least. This should be a desire that you have. Maybe yeah. don't have them do your laundry.
They don't do everything anyway.
Maybe you only have them do the kitchen, the living, whatever, like the tidying, but or the deep cleaning. Actually, have them do the deep cleaning. You tidy your own
space. Haven't you ever seen all the people that actually hire cleaning people and they clean before the cleaning people, like my mom? And
that'd
it makes
be me.
No sense.
That'd
like,
be me.
You don't make any sense.
I wouldn't be going crazy cleaning, but yeah, man. I wish we had cleaning people. Man, all this is doing is making me want cleaning people.
I know. See, me too. Somebody texted in and said, growing up, I lived in dirty houses. My mom would never clean. My dad tried to clean, even when I lived with my dad only for a while. I had to pick up the pieces now that I own my own home with my boyfriend. I keep the house spotless. So they went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, as long as he tips his housekeepers, well, who cares? Oh, now we got a tip too? Now you're pushing it.
Now you're doing too much.
Somebody texted in and said, I think if he wants to hire someone to help us clean his place, and he absolutely should. Some people struggle with cleaning and cleaning properly or finding the motivation to if they need to hire somebody to come help them, regardless of age or status. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So some people, they're saying, struggle with cleaning. Okay, 414-533-1037. He wants to hire a cleaning person.
Yep.
DZ says, come on, man. You're just being lazy.
Don't do that, man.
Don't do that.
I don't like it.
And I'm like, but how much do you make? Can you afford it?
If you can afford it, why not?
I need details.
Fair enough.
We're split at that point, and we will talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So the problem today is he doesn't want to clean. He wants to hire a cleaning lady and or cleaning person. I should not say lady.
Man,
that is
woman.
So sexist what I just said. Ew.
My mother is offended even though she's been a cleaning lady for quite some time.
I gave myself the ick with that comment. Ugh.
Yeah, what's wrong
ick.
With you?
All right, shut up, DZ. Ryan in Calabama wrote it and he said, lazy AF, clean yourself.
I agree, man.
Right below that, somebody said, hire me.
What's your rate? Hey, honestly, Kevin's probably listening.
Somebody else said, DZ, nothing bothers me more than a person that pays to detail a car. Detailing is just a fancy word for clean. You can't clean your own car.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, what?
What's the first three numbers in that?
Because
that might have been my wife, because I just got...
414.
I just got the car detailed.
It's not your
oh,
wife.
No, it's not. It's not Aaron.
It's not
oh,
Aaron.
I was going to say, she would text something like that.
She would. Let's go to Dolly in Milwaukee. Look at Dolly coming back around after the long weekend. Day two.
Day
Dolly.
Two. Good morning, Dolly.
I'm so proud of you guys. They came back.
That's right.
Ah,
strong yeah. commitment. Ready.
I'm trying to get my 5 days so I get my song. I already got my song picked out.
Oh, like
song's already picked out.
I'm not going to ask what it is till you get it.
That's right.
I don't want to jinx it. Dolly,
yes.
What do you think yes. this guy should do?
Honestly, in this day and age, I truly feel like whatever would help somebody to keep their mental intact, maybe cleaning is something that gives him anxiety or something like that. So
okay.
whatever will make his life a bit easier or anybody make their life a bit easier, I say go for it. Who are we to judge? We don't know his situation.
Yeah, I find myself getting overwhelmed and I didn't used to get cleaning anxiety. That's a good word for it because before I could do it all,
yeah.
that's what I was saying when I lived alone or just with a significant other, it was manageable.
Right. It's just
now
you.
I start to clean. Like I was vacuuming all of the upstairs last night, my rooms, the boys' rooms.
Okay.
I look at the laundry. Now I'm overwhelmed. I don't even want to touch. I haven't even touched the bathroom.
The list is long.
Like, we haven't even touched the kitchen.
I have a 5-year-old, and as soon as I clean up, I turn around and I gotta clean it again. And
right.
Like, oh my God.
It's a loop. Nah, it's endless. Cleaning anxiety is a real thing. I'm
it
glad
is.
You said that because that kind of unlocked the thought in me, man. I'm feeling bad for Kevin.
Well,
but I still think he's lazy. He's by himself with no kids and no partner.
But you never know his situation. You don't know what his mental is like. So cleaning probably could just be like a trigger for him or something. So it's like if I could hire someone to do it and pay them well, then why not?
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I do hear that, Dolly. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dolly. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Oh, bye, youngins. Bye, Dolly. We'll see you tomorrow, day three.
Well, tomorrow we'll get to know who's in the car with her.
Oh, that's, you know, we sure asking. We nosy.
Amanda's in Racine this morning. She's got her own theme song. Amanda.
Morning.
I'm in the house.
I'm in the house.
Cleaning. You're cleaning because you're pregnant. When that second one pops out, you're not going to clean anymore.
Nope. It's over.
Yeah, probably what's going to happen.
No, no, she said she actually had another idea for this guy.
What's your idea, man?
Yeah, so me and my husband are very clean people, mm-hmm. but we actually bought an iRobot vacuum, the Shark.
Oh.
And we named it Casper. And Casper does a great job, actually. He does vacuum the house, so.
Okay, so get a robot is your solution.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What?
Maybe we'll get another one, too.
And does it go on carpet and hardwoods, or just one or the other?
It does hardwood and carpet.
Wow.
And if you really want to, you can actually do the one that has the mop, too.
Oh.
So you can do vacuum and the mop.
There's a robot with a mop now?
Wow.
Yes.
What the hell?
Do they do stairs?
Nobody told me this.
No, it's probably going to break and die if you do that.
No, I need it to do stairs. I'm out.
I'll throw all my money at a robot if it's going to mop and sweep.
If it's
going
to mop for you?
Are you kidding me?
It has to be different
how
robots.
How much is, I swear to God, I'll go into debt. Like, if that's how much I don't like to clean my floors. No.
I got mine on Amazon.
Nope. Floors are my issue.
Okay.
It's nonstop all the time.
If they got one that'll mop, honestly, I could get behind that for real.
You know what? Thanks for calling, Amanda. We got to go on the internet and screw around now. Bye.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
She said, get the little helper.
Uh-huh.
You can get a housekeeper. Get the electronic housekeepers.
Oh, look at that.
I might support this. I kind of liked Amanda's idea. If he's got the money to spend it on something good.
Well, let's go to Christina in Milwaukee next. Hey, Christina, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Somebody said if you can afford to hire someone to clean or help you clean, why not? And you're employing someone that has their own business. Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Fair.
Yeah.
Over getting a machine and a... that is fair. You are now putting money in somebody's pocket. They're usually independent.
What was your advice going to be, Christina?
I agree to an extent, but I feel like no one cleans like you do. And if I hired someone, I would always worry it wasn't clean enough. So I think it's just better you do it yourself and you don't have to worry it's not fully clean. It's not, I don't know, that's just how I am. But I do feel like hiring someone is better than living in a pigsty, too.
True, yeah.
Fair.
Which one's the lesser of two evils? I like what you said, though. Mm-hmm. I do like what you said, Christina, saying if you do, you still going to check it, because guess what? We've hired a house cleaner before.
Well, yeah, but I clean and I don't, I would give myself a bad review. I'm just saying, like when I look at the desk, sometimes I'm like, yeah, you suck at this job.
At least you're honest.
That just means we grew up different because my mom was spot check. Make sure this stuff is done or do it over.
No.
Ooh, wepa. Oh, no. Dang, son. All right. Well, Christina's saying you got to figure it out, but which one do you prefer? What's going to be easier?
Wow.
Spot check.
All right. Thanks, Christy. Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Guys. Talk to you later.
Last but not least, Kelly is in Sussex this morning.
Oh, snap.
Yep.
Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Sorry, I might not hear what you're saying because I'm very busy Googling robots that mop.
Mopping robots.
What's going on, Kelly? What are you doing? What do you think?
I think that if he can afford it, he should hire someone. I live alone, but I have a hard time concentrating and staying on task with things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he has that issue. Who knows?
ADD.
But if he can afford it, then do it.
Okay. She says do it.
Go
Who
for
cares?
It. Go for
yeah,
it.
And she's saying she lives alone, which means we would call her lazy if it was her.
But I wouldn't call her lazy because it's Kelly.
Right. You know her. And she's a person.
And Kevin is a person also.
Yeah, well, Kevin's a lazy one that we don't know, so we can call him
that. Kevin is young. What I'm going at is that Kevin is really young, and if he's already going to be this lazy now, how lazy is he going to be when he's our age and older?
It's like the guys that take all their laundry to the laundromat and have them do it and fold it for them. I know men like that, and I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I do hate laundry.
I know you moved out of mommy's house, but you gotta take care of yourself. I look at that as the lazy thing, like how you look at cleaning. For me, it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well,
You know?
To each their own, man. Mm-hmm. I guess Kevin got to do his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I want to update if he hires a cleaner, because I wasn't happy with the cleaners we got.
Oh.
Honestly, no, for sure. No, Kelly Alley, like, we've hired cleaners, the professional, whatever, that come in. We were very dissatisfied. We felt like they left the windowsills dusty. They didn't hit the bathroom like we asked them to, whatever.
They sucked.
Man, and for the money that we paid, it sucked.
I get that. Somebody texted in, I like this. Have a one-time deep clean and then see if you can keep it clean. I've considered this. Like, come in and get all the stuff that I have let go for 3 years, mm-hmm. like the baseboards, mm-hmm. and get everything shiny, and then I won't do it myself.
And then, I'll
call him again in a year. But you know what I mean?
That's what we tried. That's exactly what we tried. Yeah, and it sucked.
It sucked.
Maybe it was the system. Maybe it was the people. I don't know. But we were dissatisfied.
No,
maybe
you're
we
right.
need to try it again.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's expensive. All right. Thanks for calling. I forgot Kelly was on the phone.
Kelly's just listening. She's in the fam. She don't care.
Bye, Kelly.
We appreciate you, Kelly.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we're going to get an update on this, hopefully. If you're listening, hit us up and let us know what you decide to do, dude.
And who'd you hire?
Mm-hmm.
We want details.
And somebody texted in, Allie, get a Roborock vacuum mop robot. We have one. It's amazing. Thank you. I didn't mean to block you all weekend, DZ.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. By the way, we have 3 day passes to Pride Fest, which is not this weekend, the next weekend.
Next weekend.
From this weekend.
That's right.
We're very excited. We're going to be out there. We're hooking you up with 3 day Pride passes coming up after Am I the Jerk this morning.
Very, very soon, actually. Mm-hmm. So stay locked for those.
I did not mean to block you.
Again.
You guys, we just discovered off the air, I had DZ blocked. All weekend.
4 days.
He looks me dead in the eye this morning. He goes, hey, I hit you up on Sunday to see if you wanted to come with us. And I go, you didn't text me.
You didn't text me.
Literally, I go, you didn't text me, DZ.
Yeah, I did. And I pull up my phone.
And he showed
you
me
my text.
That you had texted me. And I said, oh, it says not delivered because, and then you go, do you still have me blocked?
Because last week, if y'all remember, we were talking about how Allie
got blocked for the first time ever by a man.
So we did theorize and then we ended up fake blocking each other for a little bit to prove points.
I blocked you. So because we were testing our theories as to whether or not I was blocked.
How the message sends green versus blue for iPhone, all that stuff.
You have to listen back to Dumpster Fire Dating on Friday if you want to know the story. I'm not getting into
it. It's on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Come on, y'all know. But
in that midst, I blocked you and then never unblocked you. And so we went golfing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we were texting, I thought. We were not texting at all.
I was getting the group messages in the group chat. You just weren't getting my responses.
I can't believe I had you blocked. And I even saw you and got together with you and still had you blocked and didn't know because we were in a group. So the group chats came through and I didn't know I had you blocked. Wow. What the hell?
Yeah, buddy. Gotta love it.
So you're unblocked now.
Good. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I didn't know you were blocked, DZ. I can't believe I had you blocked.
Now I can't say I've never been blocked. No, Allie blocked me for a week straight.
It was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much fun golfing, though, with you. Let me change the subject really quick.
Yeah, deflect.
I know I had you blocked. So anyway, I had a great time golfing with you, DZ.
It was fun. We finally got to golf for the first time because we've been talking about golfing, hitting the range, something.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't come up.
Well, the problem was it rained on Friday.
Yeah, we were supposed to golf on a golf course.
Our tee time was noon.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was working out from 10:30 to 11:30 with my trainer, I looked out the window and I go, we're not golfing.
It's about to rain.
It's about to pour.
And that's exactly what happened.
And we did not go to instead, you guys decided to go to the golf base.
Yeah, we went to Lux instead. Shout out to the homies over
in
at
Franklin.
Lux. Over in Franklin.
Where the milkmen play at Franklin Field.
Right next door. Same complex, same area.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. That's one of my favorite leisure places to go play. For funsies, with friends, family, all that oriented.
Yes. I didn't bring my clubs, but I brought my golf skirt because I'm here for the outfits, people.
It's about the fits.
Let's be real. I had never done the golf bays like that. It was a lot of fun. It was a good time. Whether you golf or not, it was a good time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's for exactly that. Whether you golf or not, you're going to have a good time there.
You're a good coach, though.
I appreciate that. Really?
You should coach your kids.
Well,
Without a doubt, be their coach. You're very patient. Not everybody has that in them. I would just be like hitting and you'd be like, yo, do this. And you're just a good coach. Like I think you should continue that.
Good. Because those who can't do coach, and I'm terrible at golf, apparently.
You're a good golfer? What are you talking about?
No, thank you. I've been working a lot on my game because actually I was itching so much, I played the next day.
You did.
Yep. I went to Grand Park, y'all, or Grand Golf Course, excuse me.
I told somebody you golf. They're like, really? I'm like, yes. DZ worked as a caddy for years. He likes to golf.
I love golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so shout out to my new best friends.
Oh, really?
My new golf best friends.
Who?
Kevin.
Oh.
Paul.
Rude.
Jerry.
Rude.
My dudes.
Rude.
Well, I got paired up with a random threesome to make a foursome.
Wait, so you... Okay, wait. Let me get this straight. You go to the course.
Yeah.
And you volunteer to enter someone's group?
No. You don't get... You get volunteered. Tribute. Yeah. You don't have... If it's too busy, you don't get a choice. So I set up a tee time
for... And how do the guys feel about you golfing with them when they don't know you?
You don't really got a choice.
Is that weird?
You make friends real quick.
I would be
mad. You make friends real quick.
No offense.
I did it. I'm not... No disrespect to the homies, but I was trying to get a quick 18 in just by myself, play.
Yeah.
So I could get home because we were doing things. We were busy. And they were like, hey, we're busy today. We got you paired up with this threesome to make a group of four.
Oh, no.
And I went... Is there any way I can squeeze in, like, right before? No diss to the boys, but I need to play. I want to get my full round in there. Like, we're sorry, we're packed. That's fine. I didn't
know they did that to
you. The rules are the rules. Yeah, you get put in with anybody.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah. You think you're golfing by yourself? Think again. It might not be the case.
Mm-hmm. So you ended up with three people you didn't know, and you made new friends. Look at that.
They were our age. They were chilling. They were listeners. Bruh, it was actually a very dope situation. It was fantastic. Shout out to them, because they made it one of the funnest rounds of the year I've gotten to play.
Of course. What else are they going to listen to in this city?
Hey.
You heard the other morning shows? Speaking of, can we get into Am I the Jerk and start something?
I mean, we do got to do Am I the Jerk.
It is time. And this one involves a girl who's worried that she invaded her boyfriend's privacy.
Okay.
So let's do it.
All right.
I'll explain. Let's go right now.
Where you want to go right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, snap. Oh, that's serious. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Sure. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I love it when they give themselves a fake name. Like, here's my alter ego.
Call me this.
She said, you can call me Kristen.
Okay, Kristen.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for invading his privacy. She said, Allie and DZ... A few months ago, I started getting really weird vibes from my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I caught him in a few lies, and he was hiding his phone and being very secretive. I asked him many times if he was happy. I also asked him if he was seeing anyone else. He denied it, said he loved me, and I had nothing to worry about. My gut was still telling me something was wrong. I have a friend that's an IT genius. Mm. I was venting to him and telling him about my situation. He said he had a solution to tap the guy's phone.
Tap? Oh.
I didn't know you could still do this.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I couldn't help but to say, that's a great idea.
Okay, sure. Yeah, great idea.
I gave him the information he needed. About 2 weeks of reading his messages and call logs, I was furious. Ooh. I screenshot everything I read. I'm putting them in a frame as a gift when I bring it to his attention.
Hey, yo.
Am I a complete jerk for invading his privacy like this? Oh, so she found something.
Obviously, she found something.
But she invaded his privacy, Kristen.
Bro, that sounds illegal to tap somebody's phone.
It is probably illegal, honestly, so it's a good thing she changed her name. But that being said, she did it.
Mm-hmm. And said it.
And this is the thing. It's when you find stuff that it becomes this argument of, you invaded my privacy. Yeah, well, I found something. That right. Then becomes the argument.
It becomes the argument for sure, but doesn't make it right, though.
Nah, I don't know. It depends. Am I the jerk for invading his privacy? She wants to know.
Well, she was trusting her gut. And the reason she went on this search is because she felt like something was going on. Mm-hmm. But, man, many a times that could be just wrong. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. in this scenario, it's not wrong. She was right. But
the worst part is she asked him, are you happy? Are you mm-hmm. seeing anyone else? Mm-hmm. He says, no.
I want to know what she found. Realistically.
She said messages and call logs. She was furious. Okay. So that means he was doing something on the side, obviously.
Clearly.
And honestly, when you start getting weird, I feel like you get a weird vibe. If you had someone who wasn't originally cheating on you, you can usually pick up when they are.
Feel something
if someone's
off.
Cheating the whole time, a lot of times you don't even, you know, see. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, mm-hmm. even though it's like our own paranoia is letting us go crazy.
But it wasn't.
When it hits, man.
She said something weird's going on.
In a nutshell, though, it's still wrong that she went, tapped his phone, and then explored her little heart out.
Mm-hmm.
She trusted her gut, sure, but there, I feel like
how was she
going
to know he was lying to her? She was going to continue to be manipulated and conned by this guy. Or how long is this going to go on?
They could have just ended the relationship.
Screw this guy.
Rather than going off the rails, because two wrongs don't make a right. You feel me?
I do feel you. It's not the go low, go lower.
It's not, man.
Somebody said she's the jerk. Number one, why is she venting to a dude about her relationship problems? Okay, wait, her dude's cheating. Let's not forget. Now it's her fault.
No, nobody said that.
Number two, what the actual heck is wrong with this woman? That's so much worse than just stealing your phone at night. That girl needs help. Is it that different than stealing a phone and reading through it and tapping it are the same damn thing? I mean, one's much more calculated and...
Illegal?
You had to give someone a phone and ugh.
Yeah, you got to put software on somebody's device. You got to hide it. You got to make sure they don't find it. Bruh, no, that is way too much. I think there are definitely levels. Mm-hmm. I might have said not the jerk had Kristen just snooped through the phone, looked.
Or found it.
Or just asked her dude, can I go through your phone? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Found something that way too. Because you put malware, spyware on somebody's device. Okay, super spy? You really went to those lengths? That's what I'm saying, jerk. Yeah.
Somebody said she has everything she needs. I would just leave silently and never give him an explanation. We didn't ask if she should leave. Of course she should leave.
Oh, yeah. That's the definite.
He's cheating next. Yeah. The question is she the jerk for invading his privacy by tapping his phone? Mm. Somebody's like, her gut told her to look for a reason. He's a jerk for cheating. He's the jerk, not her. She's the jerk. Wow. This is going to be interesting when we open the phones.
Her and the friend are the jerks for me, man. I guess we got to open this up. Let them out.
And then the problem with scenarios like this is it takes it away from the person who is the jerk, the cheater. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's looking at her like the jerk when she would have been the one doing absolutely nothing.
She's the one that wrote in.
Yeah.
She's the one that wrote in for judgment.
I love it. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kristen wants to know if she's the jerk for invading her boyfriend's privacy. She thought he was acting weird. She asked him if he was happy. He said, yeah, I'm only seeing you. Then she tapped his phone and found out that was a lie. Let's just start with Lisa in West Allis this morning because she's a PI. This is what Lisa does for a living.
Literally, it's a bread and butter.
Girl, Lisa. It's like she answered the call. She knew.
Good morning, Lisa.
Haters do what they do.
Oh, she clocking in, huh?
We got a liar on her hands. The problem is now she started lying like he was lying. Now we got two liars. Lisa.
She's wrong, don't make it right, but you know. Mm-hmm.
Right. Is she the jerk?
I mean, if she followed her gut, I don't think she's a jerk for freaking finding out his lies. I mean, if anything, you know, he's a liar and he got caught up. How does that make her a jerk?
Right, he's taking advantage of her and she busted him. That's right.
Right.
He was treating her like garbage.
But the way she did it, does it make it okay?
No.
Because he was doing wrong, does it make it okay the way she did it rather than going another method?
No, but it feels Lisa,
she took it a step a little far and might not be following laws by doing that on her own, but you know.
Thank you. See, the PI knows. Illegal.
She saved it. But the thing is, if she's going to leave anyway, you could just leave quietly.
Right. Why does it matter?
You don't even have to tell him everything you know. I busted a cheater. Sometimes you don't even go down the list of the things you find out because it's a waste of time. Wow, I know about these other five things, but who cares anymore?
Who cares?
I just want to go.
Bye.
Because you lie.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. So, she could just quietly leave.
I think she should.
But is she the jerk for invading his privacy?
You know she's not quietly leaving, though. She says she's about to get as petitious as it gets.
She's not the quiet type. She wants to be like, look, you were busted, dude. That's the type of woman she is, you know?
She's going to take out a billboard on 94 with this guy's picture.
And also 794 and 894 just for good measure.
And the screenshots that go with it on the billboard.
Oh, man, this is about to get rough, boy.
All right. Well, so she says not the jerk. Thanks for calling today, Lisa.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Santino, our boy in Sheboygan. Next. Yeah.
Hey, good morning.
Wepa,
Santino.
Wepa.
Lisa said, not the jerk. Uh-huh. What do you think? Is Kristen the jerk for tapping her boyfriend's phone and she busted him?
For one, Lisa, sorry, I don't know you, but don't take this personal. Look, you got to be unequivocally unbiased. And you have to understand, she's a jerk. She's a major jerk because you don't bring somebody in from the outside to tap your boyfriend's phone because obviously there's a connection to me between you two that he went to that level. Now, it's like, I don't know what level that is, but for him or her to go to that level of going through somebody's phone illegally, I'm just saying the boyfriend, I don't know how he is. He might clap off when he see those snapshots because of the text message and frames.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now if something happens to the woman that had this phone broken into, the person that went through who got the access to the information is also equally guilty. And now guess what?
Sure.
They're gonna be like, dang, I had that happen to her.
Sure.
Like, why would I do that? So you're playing with fire when you start to go through people's stuff like that.
Yeah, and you're playing with fire when you lie and cheat on people too, aren't you, Santino?
That's true. But guess what? You keep it to yourself and just tell them, hey, I got to go because you're being untruthful, unfaithful, this, that, and the other. Yeah. This is not going to work. Don't show him the proof you got because you can walk away validated knowing that, hey, I was right. Don't do it because now you open up so many doors. Obviously, if you don't know that he's cheating, all this stuff, what level will he take this to once he finds out that you've done this?
Honestly, and that's kind of what I'm thinking about after Santino just said what he said. You know, normally the liars and the cheaters are the most unhinged, unstable individuals that you mess with them the wrong way. You don't know to what extent they will go.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's... Yep. Ooh, Santino.
I get it. You're saying they will lie at any cost won't do anything because they're the liars. And Yes, it's not even
about the lie. It's about how far will they take the lie and what will they do to maintain it? Mm. Some people are unhinged like that in a very, very unfortunately crazy way.
I've seen it.
Santino.
All right, Santino. Santino says jerk.
My advice to her would be just to walk away. Keep your pride. Just walk away. Tell them this is not working. And don't expose them. And just move on.
Yeah. I love that advice because it's so nice and sweet until you get cheated on and then you want to kill somebody. And trust me, I've been there. So, just saying. All right, Santino, thanks.
Talk to you later, fair and peace. Love, dog.
Oh, man. All right, last but not least, let's go to Megan in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Megan.
Sheboygan's popping.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right, so we're split down the middle. Is she a jerk for invading his privacy and tapping his phone? She busted him cheating.
No, I'm
going
to say she's not the jerk.
Ooh.
Go on.
I am feeling like minorly gaslighted by this whole situation.
Thank you. This is the key of the gaslighting. You bust someone cheating.
Explain
that. Things that happen in the dark come to light, you know?
Right. Right.
So I don't know that I would necessarily expose him, but I'm thinking that it's probably not a situation in which he needs to be fearful of this man if she's writing into a radio station about it.
Sure.
I think she'll be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I think he's the jerk overall. He shouldn't
have
be cheating.
Ever seen,
shouldn't be lying.
Megan, have you ever seen, you or DZ, seen the TikTok or the reel of the girl talking about how the series of events? Like, you talked about what happened at the end, that I tapped the phone, but what you forgot was the series of events leading up to the tapping of the phone. Like, she's talking about the gaslighting. It's like, oh, you did something illegal, but what about the series of events? And it's this woman going off. It's really, really funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's meant to be funny. And she's like, but what you left out
was the series
of events.
I haven't seen it, no.
That you lied and cheated and da-da-da-da. You know, it's a really funny, it's a TikTok.
Okay.
All right, we got to hang up with her because she's like doing dishes or something.
Megan, she's out here on the grind.
I'm sorry, I just dropped my kids off. So yeah, send
it. Oh, perfect. Aww. Busy. Megan, we appreciate your call. She works it out, says, not the jerk.
Have
a great day.
But that's where she's going with the gaslighting. You know what I mean? That it comes back to the reaction versus all the things that led up to it. But that's what people focus on.
Mm-hmm. And that was my question. What makes you feel genuinely gaslit in the situation, right?
Like, instead of just going, I cheated, it's like now you're the problem because you found it all by tapping the phone. All the attention's taken off of the cheating, and it's more about her reaction, which was tapping the phone, right? And that's what we're focused on. And that wrong versus the original offenses.
Her being the person to write in about her situation, that's kind of why we focus on it, right? Mm-hmm. We obviously know the liar and the cheater is wrong and a jerk in the situation,
right.
So why continue to call out a lost cause, right? She asked was if she was the jerk for what she did for it. She wanted to know a very specific detail about it. You know what I mean? Like, so
yes.
So for me to ask, am I the jerk for it? You want an answer. I do think that was a little extreme in a scenario when you didn't know what was going on. You had an inkling. It's not like he was giving you and like undeniable proof. She felt in what she wrote, mm-hmm. she said she felt something was off.
Yeah.
She felt that they distant, whatever she said, mm-hmm. and explored that feeling for sure. Found some very unfortunate things. That does suck. Mm-hmm.
But well, she explored it and he told her she was out of her mind. Out of her mind. Everything was fine, which right. is part of the gaslighting.
That's the gaslighting. Yeah, everything's that's the good. Gaslighting. I am great. Right. Yeah. That, I understand that as the gaslighting. Mm-hmm. But when you ask, am I wrong for how I did it? Mm-hmm. And somebody tells you, yeah, you wrong for how you did it. I thought that's what Megan was saying. That was gaslighting. And I'm like, no, mm-hmm. I don't think that's gaslighting. That's just somebody being honest with you. You could be the jerk and stand on it proudly.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
just got to own that.
Well, and if you're leaving the guy anyway, who cares if you're the jerk? If you're going to stay with them is the only reason you would be worried about being the jerk, which that is part. My real concern. Get to Steppin', Kristen.
That
next.
Part. Next.
Goodbye. This guy's compulsive cheater. He's never going to stop.
Peace.
And this just shows it. So all this calculation, done. You know, and she's now on a planet she shouldn't even be on.
Exactly.
You can do better. Isn't that the moral of the story?
1,000%.
Ah, all right. I feel better now.
We good. Hoosah.
Leave him, Kristen.
Bye.
That is Am I the Jerk? Weirdly enough, it came out as not the jerk. If you go by, we'll see what Facebook says. I'm blind. I'm blind.
Are you making fun of me? Hold on.
103.7 Kiss FM. I was not making fun of you. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I was not making fun of you, DZ.
Sure. No, why are you blind? What happened, for real?
I thought I lost an eyeball this weekend, and it's the first time I thought I might have to call 911 because I panicked and I didn't know what to do.
Dude.
I was mowing the lawn.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. Get ready. A lawnmower injury, as mm-hmm. if I'm not traumatized from the stories I heard as a kid of things lawnmowers can do to you.
Yep.
I'm just saying. But I was mowing the lawn on Saturday.
Okay, got it.
And I was not wearing sunglasses because the sun broke out on Saturday and I got really excited.
Like everybody else yeah. did. Like, ooh, look at this.
And I said, well, I don't want tan lines. It's the first big sun of the summer. So I went outside with the no glasses on and started mowing the lawn.
To mow the lawn.
And for the first time in, 20, 30 years, because I've been mowing the lawn since I was a little kid. My dad used to make me mow it every weekend.
Right, same.
Since I was like a preteen.
Same, same.
Never in my life, I got a rock that shot back up and hit directly into my eye.
Ow.
Never. Oh. It's like my biggest fear. Uh-huh. I never thought it would happen. And it happened.
Now that's Final Destination material.
So as soon as it hit my eye, because you know you're in shock.
Panic.
So it takes a second. Didn't hit my nose, didn't hit my cheek. In the eyeball. The rock.
Oh.
At whatever speed it was.
Fast.
So I let go of the lawnmower, which then turns off when I let go of it, thank God.
Thankfully, safety feature.
But because my hands are now covering my face. So I'm standing outside alone in the driveway screaming.
Oh, my God.
Screaming.
Oh, my God.
And at this point, I'm like, I can't even drive to like an urgent care or an ER if I tried because I can't see anything and my children are in the house.
I was going to say, where are the boys in this situation?
Yeah.
Inside?
Yeah.
On tech?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell? So I run inside. I'm like, ah! And they're like, what's going on? I'm like,
my eye!
My eye!
I'm blind!
And I'm afraid to take my hand off of my eye.
Uh-huh. I would be too.
I'm afraid to open it. I don't know if there's blood coming out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can see out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just
You're holding pressure
out.
On your face right
I'm
now.
I'm just
though,
holding now one eye.
You got a rock in your eye, basically.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
And so I walk into the bathroom, and they're like, what? And I'm like, if I need help, we're gonna have to call 911 because
right.
I can't drive. Because I can't, and neither of them can.
Oh, no, they're not old
so
enough.
So now I'm really horrified, uh-huh. right? So I'm like, huh? So I'm sitting there. I walk in. I slowly let the hand off of my
creep.
Eye.
Just creep down, drag it down your face.
The eye is still shut. I'm afraid to even look or open it just because I don't even know if I can see.
You don't want to see. You don't want to know. You don't know if you can see to know.
So I slowly open my right eye, which is where the rock hit. There's tears coming down, I guess, trying to clean it out.
Yep.
And I call my friend Callie, my nurse practitioner.
Call, of course.
I had a missed call from her, and I go, and she didn't even say hi. I go, I got a rock in my eye. I don't know what to do.
Help me.
And she's like, well, flush it out. Just start flushing.
Pour water, a little lukewarm
and
water.
And so I open it. I can barely open it, and my eye is just bloodshot. So there's no blood.
But bloodshot from the impact.
The eye is red, and there's like this line that looks like a scratch from like the corner of my eye all the way to my eyeball.
I am
in a lot of pain. And I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, just flush it out and keep flushing it out. So I'm sitting there on the phone, flush, 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 flush,
Okay, you can
and it
see...
hurt the rest of the day, but then it went away. So I went, okay, well, there's no traumatic eye injury because I could have lost an eye.
It's very easy. And the number of people that lose an eye in a lawnmower accident every year is probably crazier than you think.
And this is why for years I yelled at my kids not to throw rocks in the lawn because that's what happens when people mow the lawn. It gets shot up and off a blade and knocks somebody's eye out.
Yeah.
And the odds of this are probably one in a million. But here we are.
Here we are. Almost losing an eye out.
I don't win the lottery. I get rocks in the eye.
I've had Dan, and I've had it happen myself. Rock in the face. Yeah.
You've had a rock in the face from the lawnmower?
Yeah, I've had rocks in my glasses. And I wear my glasses all the time. I usually wear them. I've had rocks.
I should have worn mine.
I've had sticks come up and fly up, hit me, shins, kneecaps. Mm. Yeah.
See, I'll wear my sunglasses when I'm like using my chainsaw, usually when I'm mowing the lawn, because I don't want things to shoot back at me. And I can't believe the one time I got a damn rock in the eye.
Now you know.
And what are the odds of where it landed?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. The sun does not matter enough. Getting a tan does not matter enough. My eyesight matters far more. Wear them glasses.
And then what if it had hit like right above my eye? Would I have needed stitches? Like, would it have broken?
Oh.
So think about this. It hit me in the eye, but would it have broken the skin if it actually hit my skin?
What if it had hit your nose? Would it have broken your nose?
I don't know, because it was the utter shock of it. Was like, it took a good 30 minutes to process like what had just happened.
Right.
I was like, okay, now the shock's worn off. Now I feel the pain.
Right.
That's what happened.
Did you go beat that rock up after you were okay?
I don't know where it went because the little sucker, it flew away, little punk.
Bounced off your eye and went who knows where. Probably took somebody else's eye out.
I'm telling you what, DZ. So just be careful when you're doing yard work.
Yeah, PSA, wear them glasses. Safety glasses don't got to be, but any glasses should do.
You're going to be calling 911 like me.
Boy.
Could you imagine I made Owen or Hudson drive me to the ER?
No, that would have been crazy. I would have hit up your crazy neighbor Powder first before any of that.
I would have called you, but they were out of town.
Oh, so you would have had to hit me up.
It was Memorial Day. Everybody was out of town. There was nobody to help.
You would have had to call 911 or call me.
I would have had to call 911 or you, and you're in Bayview. What are you going to do?
Nope. And I'm sorry, I wasn't in town that day either.
Oh, okay. Allie's got a rock in the eye, and everybody's out of town for Memorial Day. Screw all y'all.
Sucks to suck.
Screw all of you, man. That's it. Well, I'm just glad my eye's okay.
Same, man.
You can always text or call in your eye injuries or the last time you had to almost call 911 because I was panicking. 414-533-1037. I just said to DZ off the air, I know you're not supposed to talk badly about children, but did you see Northwest and the Lion King? It was a mess. She can't sing.
It was not. Yeah.
Talk about getting cast in something because your parents are Kim and Kanye.
Nepotism.
Sheesh.
What impressed?
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And I was talking about how I got a rock shot up out of, I was mowing the lawn and there was apparently a rock in my yard and it got me right in the eyeball. Almost. I was traumatized, freaked out all weekend, but I'm okay now.
We was about to call Allie Patchy because she was going to have an eye patch on.
You know what? Monica's calling this morning. She said she had a rock incident this weekend as well.
Did you now? What? Was it Allie's? Did it bounce off her eye and go hit you?
What happened?
Yeah, it came from the lawnmower all the way up to Appleton and hit my car.
That's hard.
You guys, it's terrifying. First of all, I'm so glad you're okay, Allie.
Yeah.
Second of all, I didn't realize that a rock could impact your car window so much that it left shards on me and on my dashboard.
Monica, it could kill you. There are people that have died from children and immature people throwing rocks at windshield, and it has gone through a windshield and killed someone. It is very dangerous.
It is terrifying. So I'm driving home from Appleton with my 17-year-old in front seat. We're talking. We're going 78. I got the cruise control on. I'm coming south past Lomira.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I don't know if it was a rock or if it was a bolt or what, but it hits right in front of my steering wheel. I mean, thank God I didn't, like, lose control of the car or something, but the shards hit me. And the noise was so loud, you guys. And we both just screamed, you know, and I looked the other way. You know, I'm trying to avoid because your face is right there.
And you don't know what's coming through. You don't know what it was. Right. Whoa.
Exactly. find, I pull over, I call my husband, and and he deals with cars. So I'm like, you told me these windshields aren't supposed to break. He's like, well, they're supposed to be safer than the side windshields and stuff, so that they can take more of an impact.
Right. Maybe it did. But maybe it saved
shards,
you.
Shards on the dashboard, on my size. I mean, you guys, terrifying.
That's insane.
And then I had to drive a whole nother hour home, hoping that it doesn't splinter
finish
off
right.
more. You know
right.
what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so Monica.
And I'm not an anxious driver, but I'll tell you what, that watching every splinter, you know, you hit and everything's under construction, so the roads are not smooth.
Yep, traumatized.
And, you know, every bump you hit, you're thinking, is this windshield going to
shatter on me? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
We're glad you guys made it home safely, Monica.
Thank goodness, Monica. Thank you for sharing that crazy story. We're glad
you guys,
okay.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Now shake it out. Shake it out. Woo, we're good.
Yeah, breathe.
Shake it out.
All right, Monica.
We appreciate your
call. Thanks for calling.
Guys, have a great week.
You too. Bye.
We got to go to Katie quick. Last but not least, Katie, somebody texted in and said they inhaled a red chili pepper flake under their lungs eating pizza. It was the worst pain ever. Burning. They felt like they couldn't breathe. Thought they were going to have to call 911.
Hey, yo. chili flake to the throat.
What about you, Katie? Did you have to call 911?
Well, so it was my dad, and he had to go to the hospital. But he was mowing the lawn on a riding lawnmower, and apparently he hit like a decent sized rock. It flew, hit a tree, and then came back and hit him like in the kidney. And it shot him off the lawnmower, and he couldn't move. And thankfully, I don't remember why my aunt was stopping by, so my stepmom's sister. But if she went to the house and like found him on the ground, and he couldn't move. And yeah. So
wow!
Hey yo,
he
how big was this rock? How? Oh my god! I'm literally holding my side right now.
It's got to be the the speed it was going at too.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Wow, it's kind of it's like how people. It's no different than when some dummy shoots a gun in the air and it bounces off and it kills somebody. So it's like, I mean, it was a freak accident, obviously, but some of the stuff, the odds that it bounced off the tree and
comes back,
it knocked him off a riding lawnmower,
hit him with the right hook to the kidney. Ugh,
All right, now I'm more traumatized. Thanks, Katie.
Glad your dad's okay. Okay.
Well, I'm never mowing the lawn again.
Katie, have a great day.
There you go.
What a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, you too. Listen, now my neighbor can keep mowing the lawn. He got it.
You wanted to mow the lawn. Now you're giving up, aren't you?
You know what? I'm going to go over there and apologize to my neighbor. He can mow the lawn. That's all him.
He can mow mine, too. I'm done.
I'll let him know.
You know, that's Nicki Minaj and Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert's going to be at Summerfest.
That's right.
July 6th, headlining.
Almost forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. So I had to throw that out there.
It's a good show.
Yeah, 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So what did you conquer this weekend? DZ looked me dead in the eye and he said, I conquered a fear.
Yeah, I sure did.
You're afraid of stuff?
I'm afraid of a lot of things, actually.
Fair enough.
Fears are very vast.
Good, good. What was the fear you conquered?
Well, one of my many fears, some people might agree, some people might think I'm crazy, but I'm scared of little animals, like rodents.
Oh, you've said that on the show before. Birds creep
hamsters,
you out, rats.
I was scarred as a child.
People and animals.
Yeah, I'm scared of the little ones. And over the weekend.
I meant rats, not people.
Bad.
Like people
bad.
That are rats, you know.
Fair.
Dun-dun-dun.
But very big.
But.
Over the weekend, we were at the store, right? My wife, the two boys, were chilling at Ross to paint the picture.
I loved Ross Dress for Less.
Had gone for no reason and walked out with more than we needed.
Love a good shop session of garbage.
Listen, if I'm going to get $20 golf t-shirts instead of $60... Thank you.
Noted.
Sign me up.
Noted.
Right? So we're standing in the checkout line getting ready because the boys are now done. It's about time to go get dinner, right? So we're waiting, and Sammy happens to notice that the guy in front of us with his family has a bird on his shoulder. Dude had a bird just chilling on his shoulder.
In the store?
Live bird.
Like a parrot?
It was small. It was like a little like a little parakeet. I don't know what kind of bird. I didn't actually ask. I should have.
And you know what's funny? Nobody ever asks if you're allowed to bring those things in. We all just look and go, cool.
Cool. I just went.
Service dogs. I'm like, girl, that ain't a service dog.
That's a pocket poodle.
Okay.
But buddy had his service bird.
Yeah. He sure did.
Chilling on his shoulder.
No, that's cool.
And Sammy's like, Bajado, bird in Spanish. Oh, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
What is bird in Spanish?
Bajado.
Oh, okay. New word for me. Is there a J in there? Pajado?
Yeah, yeah. The P-A-G.
Ah,
yeah,
Pajado. Yeah, I heard Bajado. That right. Okay, yeah, good. All right, go good. On. So he sees the Pajado.
He sees the bird and goes, wow. And I'm like, yeah, wow, bird. The guy turns around, comes over, and is like showing Sammy the bird up close, our two almost three-year-old, and going, you can touch it, you can pet it, showing him that it's okay. And Sammy's a little apprehensive going, no.
Are you freaking out now that the guy's got the bird near you?
Yes. Of course I'm freaking out, man. I'm trying to keep it cool, keep it together, but I'm trying to walk away at the same time, not show my fear to my child at the same time while I'm bugging out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't want to. He's scared to touch it. And I go, no, Poppy, it's okay. The bird is nice. And I reach close to try to just like touch the bird a little bit, show him it's okay. I miss the first two times. I try to swipe at it because I'm nervous and I'm scared. And I'm like, I don't want to touch it. My hand's shaking. I'm getting all clammy. I'm getting nervous.
You're trying to act tough in front of your kid like, I'm not scared of this bird.
Dad isn't afraid of nothing, huh? Ended up petting a bird. This was my first time I have ever in my life touched a bird. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my wife and I was like, that's the first time I've ever touched a bird. She went, what?
Well, when would you touch a bird otherwise?
Her family owns a bird.
Oh, you have to own one.
They've had a bird.
You've never touched her family's bird?
Never pet her family's bird.
You never petted her bird?
Never wanted to, never had the inkling, but that's because I've never had the necessity to. Now to show my son to conquer fears, when I saw he was fearful of touching the bird, I went, no, it's okay, son. The bird is nice. And I pet a bird over the weekend,
good
y'all.
Good for you.
Conquer the fear.
Way to go, DZ.
Don't ask me to pet another one.
So it was one and done.
One and done, boy.
I have a picture somewhere when I was in Aruba of a bird on my shoulder.
Oh.
I got to find that picture.
Oof.
I don't remember touching it other than the guy put it on my shoulder, took a picture, and I was like, get it off me. Get it off of me. Well, I'm proud of you for conquering your fear.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I want to know what everybody else has done to conquer their fears. 414-533-1037. Whoever texted in, I conquered potty training with my two-year-old.
Major fear right there. That's the next fear on the list.
That's a nightmare. That's more than a fear.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You guys crazy?
That's a death wish.
Potty training. Ugh, the worst.
Conquered fears, though. What's up?
Yeah, what's the last fear you conquered? We're going to talk to you guys next. So proud of you, DZ. Look at you conquering your fears.
That was actually a major milestone for me.
Yeah,
in the 30
seriously.
Years, about to be 31 in my life, mm-hmm. never touched a bird. I am deathly afraid of small animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I pet one over the weekend because my son was showing fear of the same animals. And I went, we're not going
to
do that.
You have to show them that you can do it.
We can't both be scared of them. One of us got to handle that.
Fake it till you make it. This is like when something scary happens with your kids in general and you have to pretend like you're not scared too.
Right.
You know?
That's exactly what happened.
Where like I have to be like, nothing's going on here. Come on, boys. And I'm like, got my third eye ready.
Ready to kick.
Ready to shake someone in a parking lot.
And
you're trying to stay like calm.
As he approached with the bird too, when my son noticed, I was like, no.
Oh,
I almost said no out loud. I was like, no, it's okay.
DZ's fear is small animals. And yep. So he did a good job petting a bird in the line at Ross. You can't make this up. Ross dressed for less.
Guy just had it on his shoulder chilling.
Oh,
pirate over
goodness.
Here.
Let's go to Bella in Kenosha, actually. Let's go to her first this morning. It's been a minute since we've talked to her.
Morning, Bella.
Bella.
Good morning. Hello.
DZ's afraid of birds. Mm-hmm. He conquered that fear this weekend. What about you?
Partially, well done.
Partially conquered. Don't bring no birds around me now. I'm not the bird whisperer.
You know, you did it. My husband also does not like birds, especially like dead ones, you know, like that they fly in your window or something.
Yep.
Terrified. Yep.
Ah, same thing, mm-hmm. huh?
It's, it might
but
be worse.
For me, it's snakes.
Ah.
Snakes. Ooh. Mm-mm.
No
snakes.
But I went to like a petting zoo when I was on vacation, and my best friend was like, you have to hold the snake. And I literally was like sweating, but I did it.
Well, you did it.
I had just showed DZ a picture of Owen, my 12-year-old, holding a snake at Camp Timberley last week when he was on a field trip. And I was like,
good job, bud.
Yeah, good job. Not gonna be me or Bella. Not gonna be Bella.
Bella for the one time. Now is it.
Nope. No, thank you.
Nope. So, I did it. Done it. Not doing it again.
Never. Right. Never. Period.
Never.
Ever.
All right, Bella. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Appreciate you. Bye.
Let's go to Kayla in Milwaukee next. Hi, Kayla. How's it going?
Morning.
I'm doing good. How are you, Ellie?
Good. What's your fear?
Heights.
I have a fear of heights. Did you conquer it?
Yes, unwillingly conquered it.
Unwillingly? Wait, what do you mean unwillingly?
Why?
No, so I was going to go on a zip line with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and after you start the platform, there's nothing there that they cut you. And they did a warning saying it may break.
Oh, so they did that? Okay, so you're already going to zip line with the fear of heights, which is a dumb idea.
Right.
And then they're saying it may break. Oh,
just so you know.
Even better. good to know. Thank you. So anyway, I'm not anxious at all listening to this.
I'm freaking out, crying.
Yeah.
Sweating. And my mom just pushed me.
She pushed Mama, no!
That is so mean. That's like people who push people into water. Like, don't do that, man. That is traumatizing.
So I conquered my fear unwillingly with my mom.
You didn't conquer it. You got pushed into it,
right.
Girl.
Right.
Come on. I'm mad at your mom. I'm getting triggered.
How did you feel after it? Did it feel good, at least?
I mean, after I got hyperventilating, it felt great.
After the heart attack she got.
Oh, God. Kayla, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye.
I want to go to Julie in Oak Creek next because Julie is going to say something similar to Kayla.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hello.
Good morning.
Did I get this right? Your fear is heights, too?
It is. And it has been since I was a kid, mm-hmm. and my dad would try and force me to go up in those, like, towers in the woods, like the ranger towers or whatever.
Yeah,
and
like the Parnell, yep.
Julie.
Yeah, I'd be crying the entire time,
yeah.
But I've tried to constantly do things. Like, I've climbed a rock wall. Didn't help. I've done a ropes course. Didn't help. Nope. Made it worse.
It made it worse.
Wow. I did zip lining in Vegas.
Nope.
Screamed the entire way with a 9-year-old girl giggling right next to me.
I also cried.
In Jamaica did cliff jumping.
No!
5, 10, okay. and 15 feet.
Enough.
And
Julie,
She's not scared of heights.
I'm talking about, Julie, everything you're saying is something I would never do in a million years because I'm afraid of heights. Like, you're like, I conquered it, and then I still was afraid, and I conquered the fact that you did any of these.
She's not. She love heights. Julie, you Girl. Love heights. I don't think you understand.
I absolutely hate heights, and I've been doing this stuff to try to get rid of the fear, and it's not working.
I think you got to quit. Just quit. Retire from trying. Stay scared of heights.
Julie, good luck.
For real. We'll talk to you later, Julie.
She's got to go jump off a cliff or something and then tell us she's not afraid of heights.
Real quick. She's about to go base jump real quick. Bye, Julie. Go jump off a building with a parachute.
Somebody texted in and said, I have a fear of clowns. Still a little afraid, but not as bad. Oh, that's Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, clowns. Yeah.
My college roommate, Molly, she was afraid of clowns.
I've never understood the fear of clowns, but that comes from childhood something where somebody got you real good. I don't know.
I was afraid of heights. I still am. And the one time I rode, what's it called? I won't ride the ski lift at Summerfest. I won't ride any of those things.
Oh, the little sky ride?
You can't get me on a Ferris wheel. You can't, like, the fact that Julie got on that's amazing. I won't get on any of that.
Those make me nervous, but I love roller coasters. Ain't that weird?
No, because I love roller coasters too, but I hate anything else like a Ferris wheel that has height. But a roller coaster, it goes so quick, I don't know.
You could close your eyes,
too. That's right. Exactly. Last but not least, Brittany's in Butler. Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Morning.
Doing wonderful.
What's Good. The fear you conquered?
I conquered the fear of finally leaving my ex-husband.
Oh, that got real quick.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You guys crazy?
That's a death wish.
Potty training. Ugh, the worst.
Conquered fears, though. What's up?
Yeah, what's the last fear you conquered? We're going to talk to you guys next. So proud of you, DZ. Look at you conquering your fears.
That was actually a major milestone for me.
Yeah,
in the 30
seriously.
Years, about to be 31 in my life, mm-hmm. never touched a bird. I am deathly afraid of small animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I pet one over the weekend because my son was showing fear of the same animals. And I went, we're not going
to
do that.
You have to show them that you can do it.
We can't both be scared of them. One of us got to handle that.
Fake it till you make it. This is like when something scary happens with your kids in general and you have to pretend like you're not scared too.
Right.
You know?
That's exactly what happened.
Where, like, I have to be like, nothing's going on here. Come on, boys. And I'm like, got my third eye ready.
Ready to kick.
Ready to shake someone in a parking lot.
Bruh,
and you're trying to stay like calm.
As he approached with the bird too, when my son noticed, I was like, no.
Oh,
I almost said no out loud. I was like, no, it's okay.
DZ's fear is small animals. And yep. So he did a good job petting a bird in the line at Ross. You can't make this up.
Of
Ross dressed for less.
Guy just had it on his shoulder chilling.
Oh,
pirate over
goodness.
Here.
Let's go to Bella in Kenosha, actually. Let's go to her first. This morning, it's been a minute since we've talked to her.
Morning, Bella.
Bella.
Good morning. Hey. Hello.
DZ's afraid of birds. Mm-hmm. He conquered that fear this weekend. What about you?
Partially, well done.
Partially conquered. Don't bring no birds around me now. I'm not the bird whisperer.
You know, you did it. My husband also does not like birds, especially like dead ones. You know, like if they fly in your window or something.
Yep.
Terrified. Yep.
Ah, yep. Same thing, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah. It might
but
be worse.
For me, it's snakes.
Ah.
Snakes. Ooh. Mm-mm.
No
snakes.
But I went to like a petting zoo when I was on vacation, and my best friend was like, you have to hold the snake. And I literally was like sweating, but I did it.
Well,
you
did it.
I had just showed DZ a picture of Owen, my 12-year-old, holding a snake at Camp Timberley last week when he was on a field trip. And I was like,
good job, bud.
Yeah, good job. Not gonna be me or Bella. Not gonna be Bella.
Bella for the one time.
Nope.
That was it.
Nope. No, thank you.
Nope. So, I did it. Done it. Not doing it again.
Never. Right. Never. Period.
Never.
Ever.
All right, Bella. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Appreciate you. Bye.
Let's go to Kayla in Milwaukee next. Hi, Kayla. How's it going?
Morning.
I'm doing good. How are you, Ellie?
Good. What's your fear?
Heights.
I have a fear of heights. Did you conquer it?
Yes, unwillingly conquered it.
Unwillingly? Wait, what do you mean unwillingly?
Why? No, so I was going to go on a zip line with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and after you step off the platform, there's nothing there that they cut you. And they did a warning saying it may break.
Oh, so they did that? Okay, so you're already going to zip line with the fear of heights, which is a dumb idea.
Right.
And then they're saying it may break. Oh,
just so you know.
Even better. good to know. Thank you. So anyway, I'm not anxious at all listening to this.
I'm freaking out, crying.
Yeah.
Sweating, and my mom just pushed me.
She pushed Mama, no!
That is so mean. That's like people who push people into water. Like, don't do that, man. That is traumatizing.
So I conquered my fear unwillingly with my mom.
You didn't conquer it. You got pushed into it,
right.
Girl.
Right.
Come on. I'm mad at your mom. I'm getting triggered.
How did you feel after it? Did it feel good, at least?
I mean, after I stopped hyperventilating, it felt great.
After the heart attack she got.
Oh, God. Kayla, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye.
I want to go to Julie in Oak Creek next because Julie is going to say something similar to Kayla.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hello.
Good morning.
Did I get this right? Your fear is heights, too?
It is. And it has been since I was a kid, mm-hmm. and my dad would try and force me to go up in those, like, towers in the woods, like the ranger towers or whatever.
Yeah, and like the Parnell, yep.
Julie.
Yeah, I'd be crying the entire time,
yeah.
But I've tried
to constantly do things. Like, I've climbed a rock wall. Didn't help. I've done a ropes course. Didn't help. Nope. Made it worse.
It made it worse.
Wow. I did zip lining in Vegas.
Nope.
Screamed the entire way with a 9-year-old girl giggling right next to me.
I also cried.
In Jamaica, did cliff jumping.
No!
5, 10, okay. and 15 feet.
Enough.
And
Julie,
That's what I'm talking about.
Julie, everything you're saying is something I would never do in a million years because I'm afraid of heights. Like, you're like, I conquered it, and then I still was afraid, and I conquered the fact that you did any of these.
She's not. She love heights. Julie, you Girl. Love heights. I don't think you understand.
I absolutely hate heights, and I've been doing this stuff to try to get rid of the fear, and it's not working.
I think you gotta quit. Just quit. Retire from trying. Stay scared of heights.
Julie, good luck.
For real. We'll talk to you later, Julie.
She's got to go jump off a cliff or something and then tell us she's not afraid of heights.
Real quick. She's about to go base jump real quick. Bye, Julie. Go jump off a building with a parachute.
Somebody texted in and said, I have a fear of clowns. Still a little afraid, but not as bad. Oh, that's Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, clowns. Yeah.
My college roommate, Molly, she was afraid of clowns.
I've never understood the fear of clowns, but that comes from childhood something where somebody got you real good. I don't know.
I was afraid of heights. I still am. And the one time I rode, what's it called? I won't ride the ski lift at Summerfest. I won't ride any of those things.
Oh, the little sky ride?
You can't get me on a Ferris wheel. You can't, like, the fact that Julie got on that's amazing. I won't get on any of that.
Those make me nervous, but I love roller coasters. Ain't that weird?
No, because I love roller coasters too, but I hate anything else like a Ferris wheel that has height. But a roller coaster, it goes so quick, I don't know.
You could close your eyes,
too. That's right. Exactly. Last but not least, Brittany's in Butler. Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Morning.
Doing wonderful.
What's Good. The fear you conquered?
I conquered the fear of finally leaving my ex-husband.
Oh, that got real quick.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.